One issue that has dominated the media is the perceived control foreigners have gained on the retail trade sector. All four candidates said Ghanaians are not in charge of the country's economy, thereby depriving the people of their basic means of survival. For Dr. Papakwesi Ndum, there is the need to promote local production, provide technical and financial assistance to empower Ghanaian traders.
We have leadership in place that has been given the responsibility for making sure that the Ghanaian economy grows for the benefit of Ghanaians. So what the PPP, led by me, Papakwesi Ndum, will do, number one, provide a market in Ghana for Ghanaian products, Ghanaian services, Ghanaian service providers, so that we give them precedence, we give them priority. If there's a contract to be given to somebody, priority goes to the Ghanaian. We'll provide a market for the Ghanaian service provider. Number two, we'll provide technical assistance to our own people, so that if there's a big road project that we say a Ghanaian can't do, we do joint ventures so that the Ghanaian works and learns. And the third thing is you provide them with financial assistance. If you don't do that, those three, if there's not a market, if there's no technical assistance, if we don't give them financial assistance, nothing will grow, nothing will work, and everything will come from outside.
The presidential candidate of GCPP, Dr. Henry Lartey, said he still believes in his father's ideology of domestication. For his part, the independent candidate, Jacob Yeboah, promised a leadership that will promote development based on our socioeconomic needs. Meanwhile, the presidential candidate of the UFP, Akwesi Odike, believes that equipping the youth with entrepreneurial skills and developing the private sector is the surest way to deal with foreign control of the retail trade.